A long, long week ago, I can still remember when that agent used to make her smile. And I knew there was not a chance that they'd disclose their sweet romance. And maybe they could hide it for a while. Then flight 627 made me shiver. The see-through passengers made me quiver. Vomit on the doorstep. There was no need for forceps. I thought that it was out of place when Broyles sent Dunham to that storage space. Oh, this was just a couple days before the agent died. So my agent Johnny Scott died. Reanimated, maybe slated, now he's just a dead guy. Will Massive Dynamic really help him survive? Singing, will he really come back to life? Will he really come back to life? John Scott caught that see-through bug at that storage space where that bomb went off. Olivia only bumped her head. Could that hospital really save John? No. Dr. Bishop was the only hope, and Peter, his son, was the only way to obtain him. He was trying to hide from old Big Ed, had to stay in Baghdad or he'd be dead. An FBI file he earned, living right about it. So he sucked it up, buried too. Ooh, they reunited at the facility. Dr. Bishop shaved and then was free. And so he began a team of three before Richard Steig. I locked down the hospital room and then John Scott drove off in a darkened van. That two-faced man, he almost got away. But Olivia chased him far, and John Scott, he crashed his car. Then John told Olivia, ask yourself why Broyles sent you to the storage cell. And the trio we're pinning our hopes on, the father, son, and liaison, decided to keep their basement zone the day the agent died. So I'm singing, my agent Johnny Scott died. Reanimated. back to life? Will he really come back to life? Got me singing, my agent Johnny's got